Yeah, so Civvy Street is a project specifically aimed at ex-military forces prisoners, and it's really to ensure that ex-military prisoners accessing all the support that Ormiston can provide in terms of, well, the usual services like family visits, children's visits, but also we've got some extra resource. So in the community, we have a service in partnership with probation where we work one-to-one with service users who are on community orders or licence. We do one-to-one support around relationships, around family support, and that can involve mediating with other family members as well. So quite often we have people referred to us who want contact with children. There may be separation with partners, and it's very difficult for them to maintain that communication. So our family support workers can play a role where appropriate, where there's no restrictions, in communicating with the ex-partner to try and resolve that. And in the community, we've had some really good outcomes in terms of people on community orders or on licence establishing contact with their children for the first time in quite some time and being able to maintain that relationship. So with Civvy Street, we've got some extra resource through our family support worker Louise here in Chelmsford to work with the ex-forces to try and offer that one-to-one support to do that.
And this is support that currently only ex-forces can get in prison?
Exactly, yeah. We haven't got funding, we haven't got resources to work with prisoners generally in that way. But we have through Civvy Street just to work with the ex-forces prisoners.
And Louise, what sort of barriers do you think veterans specifically might have to maintaining family contact?
They might have not been living at home for quite some time while they've been in the forces, so some of the bridges may have already broken down. The maintaining the family ties once they've left the forces and come into prison is very important to try to stop them from reoffending. So I can help them build the bridges, maybe phone calls, speaking with the families, if they have children, maybe to try and to signpost them to different places so they can get the help and the support that they need and that they're entitled to. There is a lot more services out there for veterans than a lot of people realise, and it's a shame if they don't know about them.
And if someone in Chelmsford is listening to this now and they haven't identified themselves as a veteran, what would you say to them?
I would say please put a general app in for Ormiston families, just saying the words Civvy Street. I'll arrange an appointment to come and meet with you either in resettlement or the legal visits, and we can chat through any of your family needs and we can make a really good start for a much better future.